Hello, I'm Dr. Karen Horridge. I'm a disability paediatrician in South Tyneside and Sunderland in the northeast of England and associate editor with Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, for whom I've written an editorial called Learning Disability Matters. When I use the term learning disability, the definition that underpins this is laid out in the International Classification of Diseases version 11, ICD-11, which refers to disorders of intellectual development. It's really important that we check with everybody when they're using particular terms as to what definition they are using, so that we understand and communicate clearly and can clearly articulate the needs of the child or young person. Learning disability, as defined in ICD-11, is different and distinct from learning difficulty, which many teachers use and social care specialists might use also. A learning difficulty is defined in ICD-11 as developmental learning disorder and is distinct because it involves more specific difficulties with learning rather than being more generalised. Correct identification of learning disability matters because a report called the Confidential Inquiry into the Premature Deaths of People with a Learning Disability in 2013 identified that women and men with a learning disability die 29 and 23 years sooner than those without. And many of these deaths could have been prevented had the right measures been put into place. So identification of learning disability encourages us to make those reasonable adjustments that can help with access to services and participation in everyday life for people with a learning disability. Identification and documentation of a learning disability also encourages us professionals to be proactive in our healthcare and to be on the lookout for the associated health conditions that we know can commonly co-occur. So what's our role in this as paediatricians? We need to be advocates for children and young people to make sure that they can access the high quality education and psychology assessments required to determine their level of cognitive functioning. We need to be able to interpret the reports of others, be they educationists, psychologists, or from any other sector, so that we can make a decision about whether the criteria for learning disability as defined by ICD-11 are met or not. We then need to communicate and document the identification of a learning disability to the family and to everybody in the child's team who needs to know, including on transition to adult services. Let's now hear from Mary, who's a parent carer of a young person with a learning disability, and hear her views on why terminology matters and why the identification of learning disability matters.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm the mother of Alex, who was diagnosed with a learning disability when he was quite young. He'd already been diagnosed with autism as well when he was 6. Knowing that Alex had a severe learning disability was vital to understanding his needs and to advocating for others to understand too. It also helped me understand the person he is and how best to support him. It made me very interested in needs and diagnoses and the importance of them. It made me think a lot about the use of language and the differences between the language in education, health and social care. Understanding a learning disability and how it differs from learning difficulties has helped me make sure people don't get confused about his needs as a child and now as a young adult, who will need a lot of support in his life to have really good outcomes and a good life.
I'd now like to bring your attention to some resources which are freely available on the internet that have been co-produced in conjunction with the Northeastern Cumbria Learning Disability Clinical Network, with input from disabled young people and from parent carers and other experts. These include a validated screening tool for learning disability that can be used as part of that advocacy to get more formal assessments completed. There are then a range of videos and audio clips, as well as written materials explaining what a learning disability is and is not, and some practical tips for families and where to find support. Thank you for your time and thank you for listening.